In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus is intensifying his message, both in word and action. At today's point in Matthew's Gospel, we have journeyed from on the way to Jerusalem to in Jerusalem. We have skipped over the scene of Jesus' triumphant entry into the holy city because those scriptures are reserved for Holy Week. So we have an opportunity to focus more on the words and the actions of Jesus in those first moments and with his many confrontations with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The actions are Jesus turning over the tables of the money changers and the animal sellers in his effort to cleanse the temple. And then he got active healing the blind and the lame in the temple where these people had come to for just that. And he curses a poor fig tree that has no fruit because Jesus was hungry. These were the actions Jesus performed after entering Jerusalem. We skip over them in this season of ordinary time, but I mention them so that we can gain a sense of that deliberate change in Jesus' tone of message, his raising of the level of seriousness and urgency of his message, both in action and in word. But because of his triumphant entry, Jesus is fully aware that he is being watched, that every word he speaks is being scrutinized. The elders and the leaders of the church, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, are right there among the crowd of people that are following Jesus and listening to him, but not behaving like most of the people. Not to hear him teach, not to be inspired, not to be filled with new hope, but to entangle him and to catch him, hoping to catch him in acts of blasphemy, and then to arrest, and then to bring him to death. The elders are changing their message too. They are getting serious with Jesus. They ask him about lofty things, those things that those in authority can understand. What do you think about paying taxes to Caesar? Under whose authority are you acting out your ministry? And what do you think about the resurrection? They speak with their humankind authority directly to Jesus in a way that is far above the crowd of people and their understanding. The people who Jesus has been preaching to, the people who he has been healing and bringing the good news to, those same people that Jesus has been loving. It is as if the Pharisees are saying to Jesus, okay, Jesus. You're on our turf now. You're in our temple in Jerusalem, where we are the authority. And Jesus faces that authority head on. So Jesus responds in a very Jesus way, though, with a parable. But this parable is different in that it's not about a shepherd. It's not about a gardener, a sower. And it's not about a baker. It's about a wealthy master who owns so much land that he decides to build a vineyard on it and can build a massive fence around it, and that he can build a watchtower to watch over it, and he can hire tenants to live there, not servants, but tenants, who can live on his land and work it and grow his fruit and produce his wine. This parable Jesus was telling to the Pharisees on their intellectual level and their understanding. And after Jesus tells them how the wealthy master was cheated, how the tenants killed his servants, one after one, and then killed the master's own son, Jesus asks them a question. These people with temple authority. And he makes them think, if this were you, what would you do? How would you treat these tenants? And what do you think they answered? So they say, you are so, and it's the Pharisees, excuse me, that are so intent on living their lives in accordance with the law, that law of Moses, the commandments that we heard here this morning so distinctly, all those shall nots from Exodus. What would they do? So the priests and the elders, they get together and they answer, he will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give the fruits in their season. And when they give their response, it's as if Jesus is holding up the mirror to them. And they realize that in this parable, Jesus is referring to them as the wretches whose ancestors killed the prophets and who are now rejecting Jesus, the Son of God. And they become even more enraged and even more determined to destroy Jesus. It's easy to dismiss this section of Scripture from Matthew's Gospel as Jesus just talking to the Pharisees, and to leave it at that. And he's only talking to them and not necessarily to me, because he's saying this in a parable. We can assume that there's a lesson in there. And that is our challenge. That is our lesson, our Bible study, our inward look, is what does it mean to us? What is Jesus saying to us? We often have similar confrontations with challenging people. So Paul helps us out a little bit. Paul puts down his righteousness that he had when he was a Pharisee, and the full authority that he had from the church to go out and persecute the new believers, those new believers of the way that Jesus had begun. And he praises his transformed righteousness through Jesus Christ. Our lesson is the example and the teachings of Jesus. The do's. Do love your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. Do love your neighbor as yourself. Love one another as he loves us. Do forgive your brother and your sister. Care for the sick and the needy, the least among us. Do remain committed to the reading of the scriptures and to prayer. Do have mercy. Do love. And do have faith. And we who express mercy and love and endure in faith, we do this because we desire a life of righteousness through Jesus Christ, and we want to be those producers of fruit in God's vineyard. Amen.